Hello and welcome to Bible Brothers, the podcast where we read the Bible from front to back. My name is Robert. With me as always is Dan Klein. Do I say my last name?
I would think you would say your last Robert name because you could be any Robert.
That's true. I'm Robert.
Robert who? Krolwich?
Who's that?
Come on, Dan. It's a podcast. Krolwich. Radio Lab.
Zip, 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 zip,
zip, zip. Shorts. Sometimes they do Radio Lab shorts. I mean, I haven't listened to it in like 4 years, but they
Robert
used to have that.
Robert Krolwich.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're Dan Savage.
Abenrod. Oh, Savage. Yeah. Dan Savage.
Yeah. Welcome back to us.
To us. You're here.
Yeah. It's been a little long. It's my fault.
No, it's not. It's all, both of our faults. We have crazy lives right now.
Well,
it hasn't been that long.
Has it?
I think
it's been like a month.
But isn't that fair for a break between chunks?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Ask the fans.
Well, the...
Tanya texted me and said no.
That's fair. And the Discord, people have been muttering.
Muttering, yeah.
Murmuring.
Both.
Murmurs, yes.
Yeah.
Muttering and murmuring, but mainly murmuring. And they have a right to, just like the murmurers did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're just trying to figure it out, guys.
We really are. And it's so hard.
Yeah.
Thank God we have Cooper, our producer.
Oh, yeah.
Hum, 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 hum. That's him eating.
Double chomp.
Double chomping. Yes.
Take a second chomp for the producing fees.
Coin sandwich.
There's no producing fees. Guys.
No. But he is mailing out the shirts, I think.
Oh, how are the shirts doing?
People are buying them.
How do you know? Do you guess?
It'll
or
tell
do you know?
Me sometimes. I guess too, but no, it'll say like Shopify.
Really?
I don't know. I had to put all this bank account information, so the money's going somewhere.
Money's going from somewhere
to somewhere.
That's
Cooper's
all we know.
Dealing with it. I don't know. To be honest, we had to set up a couple of things there.
Cooper, give us a sound effect for how well the shirts are selling.
Have you have one?
I have one.
I have
worn
one, and I wear it, and I really like it.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good shirt.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. But
I mean, it looks like the shirts like you get at Venice Beach.
Yes, which I like.
Which is good.
My only issue is I like the shirt so much. I wear it often.
Here we go.
That when I drop my son off at preschool,
mm-hmm.
all the kids are like, what's that shirt? And there's like an alien.
The kids are saying it?
Yeah, because well, Jonah also is like, I'm the alien. I think he said that to you even.
He said, I'm the alien?
I think he inferred that he...
Does he know what the alien is
doing? No.
Doing?
He doesn't care about that.
Uh-huh.
But that is the thing that I'm like trying to block from the children is that there's like a big smoking blunt on the shirt. But they think the alien's really cool.
Right.
So they're all like, whoa. And Jonah's like, I'm the alien. And the kids think that's cool.
That's cool.
And it's like, yeah.
So it's working out for your family.
It is. It's just a little nerve-wracking when I remember that I'm wearing the shirt as I'm going into a preschool.
Sarah doesn't like the shirt.
Because it's so cool and funky.
Yeah, it's a bit grotesque to her.
I think that's good, though.
I think it's, I mean, yeah.
Look, we have to do something. We got to, like, shake some trees.
Uh-huh, yeah, you got to...
ruffle some feathers.
Cut through the noise, as the TV executives would say. We
yes.
need something that's undeniable, that cuts through the noise. There's so much content out there.
Weed smoking alien.
Take me to your dealer. Throwback, 90s are back.
90s are back. What is this? Bible Brothers.
Yeah.
Done.
So, new book. What do we got to do?
Well, we do have a few things, but we got a great suggestion, I thought, on the Discord about the chunks, which was people really like the banter at the top of the episodes.
Okay.
When we do chunks, we tend to we front load the banter. So,
yeah, because we have nothing else to say to each other it's the next episode. I just saw you.
Absolutely. But what I'm saying is maybe we fabricate a little bit, you know, give them a little something.
Fabricate?
Well, there's a few things that we could talk about. One,
uh-huh.
we have new members of the God Squad.
Right.
We can wait until the next episode to welcome those loving, kind people.
Okay.
So we have something to talk about. We could also ask a question.
What?
Do you want me to ask it to you now?
Oh, I don't know.
I have a question. But we can wait on that.
Okay.
The question.
I'm wanting to say what is the question? I feel like I'm not playing to my natural impulses anymore.
That's hey, look, this is recording. This is real, but it's not real.
This is what producers have to do. Real
exactly.
podcasters, they have to fake it.
Well, why don't
a little bit?
This is our first episode back.
Let's introduce the God Squad. I mean, that seems
okay.
like almost
then we
like
will...
sacrilegious to not, you know, these people are paying good money to Cooper.
Good money after bed.
And then I guess them? Next
episode,
I
have
see
a question.
You, quote unquote.
I'll ask you a
you'll
question.
Ask me a question. and that is banter.
I think so, basically.
I could banter. I mean, you don't need me to fabricate to banter.
Okay.
I could banter with you, and then I'll just do it again.
Okay.
I'm a machine.
Banter machine.
Yeah, I'll just say what's on my mind.
All right. Well, let's...
TV shows I've seen.
Wow. Look, here's the...
Alone.
Only, we've got a lot of God Squad members.
Oh, hold on. Let me ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Okay, so it has been a while. That's why. That's why everyone's mad.
That's what I said.
It doesn't seem that long, but it does. Okay. Let's welcome Amanda.
Amanda. Wow.
Amanda seems like it should be an Old Testament name.
Totally.
Because it's kind of like sounds like baby sounds. Amanda. Like it's just...
I don't know if like the all the... Well, some like of the old ones word. Were like very complicated sounds.
That's true.
To me. Like
Zephyron.
Zebulon and whatever. Amanda.
But yeah, yes. I guess something it's like it sounds ancient to me almost though. Like mama, dada, Amanda.
Like Nefertiti.
Nefertiti.
Yeah. Amanda.
Titicaca.
Yeah.
Amanda. Okay, well, welcome, Amanda. Please welcome to the God Squad, official Big K.
What?
That's
just how it's...
That's what it says.
Official
Big,
Big K.
Not Circle K, not the gas station.
Big K.
Big K, not Kmart.
That is the Big K.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
I think.
So maybe it's
Am
Kmart.
Am I wrong?
Corporate sponsor?
Am I wrong?
No, I think you're right. I think you're right.
I think they are the Big K. So then this is the official Big K.
We got a corporate sponsor, it sounds like.
Holy moly. Are they giving corporate money?
If you consider $5 a month corporate money, then yeah. But no, it's regular. Plain. Well, thank you,
Six
Kmart.
Zeros, but they're all on the wrong side of the decimal point.
Yes. Yes, they are. Let's also welcome... I think this is Carrie. But it could be Kari. K-A-R-I.
K-A-R-I. I'm going to say Kari.
Kari.
Kari. Kari.
Kari.
Kari.
Welcome, Kari.
Welcome.
Thank you so much, Kari. Kari.
To the tomb of Anubis.
What is that?
I don't know. Just like some Egyptian...
Oh, yeah. It seems like it was stuff. From a movie.
From like
Welcome
Mummy or something.
To the tomb of Anubis. Amanda. Kari, no.
Kari.
She touched something. Please welcome to the God Squad, Aaron.
I don't know why it makes me laugh every time a person's name is normal.
Normal name.
But of course they are. I mean, that's why by definition, they're going to be the most names that we hear are normal.
Right. The bell curve of names.
Yeah.
There are normal names in the middle.
Just all the hype that you put into it.
And regular name. Like, and then I also don't want to say their last name in case that would make them uncomfortable.
Ah, that's nice.
But Aaron, thank you so much. I feel like we have more than one Aaron.
Definitely. Gotta.
Hey, how do you say Aaron?
Like that.
Like the A. Oh, you say Aaron? Because some people say them the same. Aaron.
Aaron.
I say Aaron. Aaron.
Aaron. Aaron.
And then yeah, Aaron.
I try to give it a little oomph.
Oomph. Same. Do you? Email us at BibleBrothersPodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. Let's
tell
get
me
that
how
Gmail
you pronounce.
Going. Do people say email you?
Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, not quite as often because of the
Maybe
Discord.
Maybe now they have the Discord. They could just...
So much easier to get going on the Discord.
Yeah, you get other voices there as well.
Yeah, and I'll pop in there.
But if you want to have a private chat with Dan.
Okay, now, Robert, I'm going to give you the option here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a lot more...
Oh, let's split it up.
Let's split it up. So thank
this
you so much
so thank you
to
so
the
much.
First chunk...
Of the chunkers.
Of the chunkers. Our little baby chunkers. God Squad chunkers.
Amanda.
Well, they should be the... It is like God Squad members who have joined post-chunk recordings
right.
should be called chunkers.
Right.
That like separates them from the original God
whatever
Squad.
Whatever you call the others.
It's just like, are you a chunker?
Yeah, yeah. We're in the new batch.
New batch.
Like gremlins.
Gremlins.
Too.
You guys are little gremlins, our sweet little chunkers.
Thank you, chunkers. Thank you, chunk one. Excited chunkers. To meet chunk two.
Yeah, another chunk of chunkers.
Let's get into it.
Let's just go for it.
We're in a new book. What was the old book?
Judges.
Been, oh, Judges.
Judges rocked
Judges
the house.
Judges was crazy.
Judges was so crazy.
If
and,
you guys didn't hear Judges, first of all, why? How could? How's that possible?
Yeah,
if you're
is,
listening to this.
This is not a good.
What? Drop-in point?
Yes.
Drop-in zone?
Zone, yeah. D-I-Z.
D-I-Z or
so
something?
Not a great diz. I mean, it is a diz because we're starting something new, but
right.
you got to hear Judges.
It would be weird to, if you're going to drop in at Judges.
Judges, if you want to hear something nuts.
Yeah, if you want to have fun.
Right. Because Ruth, I don't know, might be straightforward.
And Ruth is crazy short.
Are you imagining? I'm imagining Ruth Bader Ginsburg because of Judges, I think.
Oh, yeah. Now.
Is everyone? Now right. They are.
I'm definitely thinking like Ruth, like, who's Ruth Buzzy? I want to keep saying Ruth Buzzy.
Who Ruth is Buzzy that? Is an old stand-up comedian
yeah.
who is used as a reference in Wet Hot American Summer.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm generally thinking about like a Jewish...
And she seems that way.
...lady, mother, yeah. in age of motherhood
yeah.
or older.
And I'm thinking she's in judge's robes.
Right. If you're... Yes, if it's that Ruth, for sure.
So
hopefully
maybe. They describe her... clothing.
Or maybe because that was like during the time of Judges, this is like the next phase, like after Judges was Ruth.
What happens
now that there's no Judges?
All the Judges are gone.
But it's really short.
I wonder. It's such an odd idea.
It's probably the shortest book we're ever going to read.
I think so.
Probably going to get it done in today and next time.
Let's do it.
Okay.
That is interesting.
All right. Well, let's get into it. I haven't read the Bible in a while.
Yeah. Me neither.
Okay. So.
Weird if we had.
Yeah,
I've been reading
on
it
the
actually.
Side. I'm just getting ahead and rereading.
I love it. I'm studying it.
So much to glean. There's so much truth.
You're like, that's a character that I play on the show who doesn't know anything about it. No,
or doesn't
reality,
like it. Or
yeah, reality. Yeah. I read it regularly and love it.
Dare I say religiously? So open up your Bibles to the Book of Ruth, chapter 1. And this first section of chapter 1 is called The Move to Moab and Tragedy.
Whoa.
It's a good name.
Yes. Very, it's kind of surprising that...
The Move to Tragedy.
So things were going good.
The Move to Moab and Tragedy.
And Tragedy,
comma,
and Tragedy.
And Tragedy, but no comma. But yes. Okay. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled... that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah,
ooh,
another certain man, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife, Naomi, and the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there.
So odd that they don't mention why.
Why what?
It sounds like they're leaving Bethlehem.
Because there's a famine.
Oh, duh. Crap. Cooper, cut that up and try to make me sound smart, please. I get it. I see what's happening.
Yeah, cut into Dan saying he gets it.
Yes, that's it.
Start there.
I get it. I'll give you sound clips. Yes, I get it. Oh, yeah, that makes sense to me.
Oh, yeah, start a soundboard of Dan.
Just so I can
that
sound.
That makes sense to me.
so
you
can
use that later.
Here. That makes sense to me.
And Elimelech, Naomi's husband. Wait. No. And Elimelech.
I thought Judah was.
Wait.
Oh, the man's name.
No.
Wait, there's
yes,
a
yeah,
man,
yeah,
Judah.
Man, there's a man named Elimelech.
So that's just a different guy.
No, it's the same guy.
That's not Judah, though.
And here, Cooper,
oh,
can
Judah.
You add... Dan saying, I understand.
I understand who everyone is. I understand the difference between... Wait, I understand the difference between places and people.
Okay, yeah. So use that.
That's a big one. And people be like, oh, wow, Dan's really following along.
Yeah, so
this was supposed to be a short chapter, but I'm going to
really
stretch it out by not understanding anything.
And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth, and they dwelled there about 10 years.
Did they say Oprah Winfrey?
I was going
to
say.
Supposed to be named Orpah.
Well, her given name is Orpah.
But it was a misspelling on her birth certificate or something.
Oh, it was misspelling?
I
thought
know.
She like flipped
just switched it.
Oh, you could be right.
It doesn't matter. Whatever one is right.
Orpah.
Honestly, just let people choose which one they want to believe.
And isn't the name of her production company like Harpo?
Oh, yeah.
So she's having all sorts of fun with the name.
Yeah.
Just mixing it in strange new concoctions.
No wonder like kind of crazy right wing people are convinced that like
she has some connection to something.
Yeah.
It's
and
like she can like shapeshift
numerology
her name.
Or whatever. That
yeah.
It means something.
I mean, because it does for her.
For her, it does. It's working out quite well.
And it's worked.
She is the only Oprah and it's great. It works perfectly.
Yeah. Everyone change the second and third letter of your names. You'd be Dinah.
Dinah.
Which is good.
That's true.
And I'd be
Rabot?
Rabot.
Robert.
Robert.
I mean, it's not if bad. You had a talk show.
Denon Robert.
Robert. Like.
Denon Robert.
Denon Robert. People would be interested. Who is this man?
Robert.
Okay, so they took them wives.
They took them wives. One was Orpah, one was Ruth. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Okay, whatever. This next section is called Naomi's Appeal to Her Daughters-in-Law.
That's kind of sweet that the tragedy for the Bible in this case was just people dying.
Yeah.
They don't really do that often.
They don't say
often.
That's a tragedy.
They're
ever.
Like, oh, tragedy.
On tragedy.
What a tragedy that these members of this family died. Hmm. Thank you, Bible.
Thank you, Bible. Yeah. It's generous of you.
Yes, considering how many people you've killed and not cared about
this
it at all.
This one was a tragedy.
Even celebrated it. That
they
this
love
was a tragedy.
It. Yeah.
Okay. They were good people, I guess, according to the Bible.
Then she arose with her daughters-in-law. That I can't speak today. I keep like thinking sentences are over.
We're just getting back into it, you know? Dan can't understand anything. Dana can't understand anything. And Robert can't read it.
Cooper, here's a sound clip for you. I can read the Bible.
I understand it. The Bible.
And so you can use those as you see fit to just make us sound a little smarter.
Thanks.
Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Now, they're definitely using some countryisms here.
Them wives in them, Moab. I heard in Moab that these boys in Moab.
And I heard how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread.
I know this isn't the longest I've gone with not understanding what's happening, but this is a sizable chunk.
For not understanding.
I'm like very lost. I know people died.
I think that was all like preamble that a normal book would have like started here.
That's true. Ruth.
And they'd say, Ruth is in a strange land and now they're going to go back home because now there's bread there.
And it would have been cool to find out later sort of where Ruth came from.
And dead people and whatever. And there was a famine.
It is weird to start the book of Ruth with Elimelech.
Yeah.
And she's not even his daughter.
No,
she's
the
wife.
Daughter-in-law of Abimelech's Elimelech's wife, Naomi.
Got it.
Okay. Because her husband also died.
Tragic.
Hey, okay. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, Surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, Turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say so, I have hope. If I should have a husband also tonight and should also bear sons. What? If I should say...
I'm not quite sure. She's saying, go to this land and God's going to be nice to you because you were nice to your dead husbands.
Yeah, I'm not going to make any more...
And I'm not going to have a husband.
Babies for you.
But it sounds like they're setting up that she is.
Maybe she will, like a magic one.
I think so. We've seen some magic babies before.
Unless it happened tonight.
But a husband for me? I'm an old bag of bones.
Why would I be saying that?
Yeah. Why am I mentioning this?
The stars look strange tonight. They've never seen them twinkle like that.
In the shape of a man.
The shape of
a handsome man.
A beautiful man.
A certain stranger. Okay. This is Naomi who's talking.
Naomi continues.
And she's crying.
Would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me.
Oh, so maybe she's like crying a little because she's saying goodbye to her daughters and she'll probably just die alone?
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, and she's not going to have any kids for them to marry.
I understand the Bible.
No, you don't have to say that anymore.
Oh, Cooper could just put it in.
Yeah. And they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. Who's she talking to?
Look, said Naomi, your sister-in-law is going back to her people. I don't know.
Orpah
or Ruth, but they're sister-in-laws?
No, Ruth is talking.
This one says, this is verse 15?
Yeah.
It says, said Naomi in all that.
Oh my gosh.
Quote, yeah, she's still talking. Ruth is just clinging right now.
Oh, okay. She's like, go get off me.
Get the freak off me. Okay, it's over. I told you to go.
And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Okay. Thy people shall be my people and thy God my God. Where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her.
She didn't really put up a fight.
She said nothing.
All right. Yeah, nothing. It was like, I'm going to stay. No response. So
uncomfortable in a TV show. I'd love to see that. This big long, speech.
I will stay.
This make me anxious.
Yes.
This lack of response.
You just hear like the old like audio track.
Like is Naomi happy or sad?
That, yes, and they're not indicating either way.
She's just...
Seems like she's just staring off. Maybe she's looking at the stars, the handsome man-shaped stars.
Yeah. Okay, then one last little section for this chapter. It's called Naomi and Ruth Return Home, Where They Are Gladly Received.
Naomi and... Okay.
Return back to the house. I don't think they're that far from the house.
Yeah.
I think they've like been...
Okay.
I think they've been like just outside the house.
Yeah, you know what? We're coming in.
Yay! So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass when they were come to Bethlehem that all the city was moved about them. And they said, is this Naomi? And oh, maybe they went back out of Moab, back home to
Bethlehem. Oh, so Bethlehem people are like, Naomi, who had left a long time ago.
You left a long time with your husband. Now you're back with your daughter-in-law.
Or they just assume it's her because they look like her because they're her daughter. Or one of them is her daughter.
Right. And she, this gets weirder. And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me.
That's your name?
That's your name now.
Call me Mara.
Mara. I'm Mara now.
Okay. I didn't know what your name was before. I am now Mara because... My name has changed because life is so bitter.
Have you ever had people do that to you? Our night nurse, halfway through night nursing, Violet said, I'm Vicky. Or no, she was Vicky. No, I'm confused. She was Vicky, and then she said, now I'm getting confused.
Either way, though.
Whatever. She was Alicia, now she's Vicky.
And did she give a reason?
She's like, I just...
Because life is so bitter?
No, it's just like, I just think I'm Vicky now.
I can't tell if that's a sign of someone who's really in touch with themselves or someone who's out of their mind.
I kind of like it. It's sure. Yeah, why is it?
Why does it even matter?
My name has changed.
I feel like I heard maybe it's like in Thailand they kind of choose their nicknames because they all have such long, complicated names.
Uh-huh.
That's why a lot like, you know, Jitlada, the restaurant, the woman who owns it is Jazz.
Right.
It's just a fun nickname.
Oh, right.
You just pick your nickname.
Because of the J's, maybe?
There's probably a J in her original name.
Right.
But that seems kind of fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Email us if you've changed your name.
Yeah. Or what you want to be called from now on.
Yeah. And we'll do that.
We can do that. We'll accommodate.
Mara continues, I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me? Why then call ye me Naomi? Seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me. So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, beautiful. I can read the Bible. Her daughter-in-law with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest.
A riveting end to the chapter.
Yeah, geez. So far, Ruth stinks.
Ruth is a big drop-off from Judges. I am so confused as to who was there. I thought what was happening was that she was sending the daughters out. Oh, but one of them, Ruth, was the one that was like, I'm not leaving without you.
Yeah.
But then
Orpah
goes.
She just went back home to wherever she's Mara came from. Now. Naomi is Mara. Orpah's out of the picture.
Where's Orpah?
She went back home.
And where's home?
Moab.
And they went back to Bethlehem.
Yes.
Mommy, okay. The clingy daughter went with mommy to Bethlehem.
I believe so.
Cooper, hit me with a, I understand it, the Bible.
And you could just, he said it.
I did, and I really do.
Well, now you can't say that.
Oh, I can't?
Well, because it sounds like to the audience.
I'm agreeing with myself.
Right.
But yeah, you wouldn't say that.
You're going to say, it'll sound like you saying, I understand the Bible, and I really do.
I know. Cut that, Cooper.
Or wait.
Can you say you really do?
You really do. Yeah, okay. Yes, Cooper. 1, 2, 3.
I understand it, the Bible.
You really do, Dan. And now you can have fun. Yes. Now you can make conversations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, use any of those words. You have permission. Since the Peltzes own most of the Bible Brothers Corporation at this point, you do have permission to use our voices any way you see fit.
Also, Cooper still isn't like getting paid like the amount for a normal editor. And now we're like being like, have fun with it. Like create a whole conversation.
Yeah.
That we didn't have. But you do it.
You do it, Cooper. Thanks. Okay. Thanks. As he's mailing out t-shirts.
Okay, this last, this next second chapter and last for this episode is a bit of a longer one, but we'll get through it. It's called the section.
What if we don't?
The first section is called Ruth Gleans in the Fields of Boaz.
Interesting. Gleans. Boaz. I've met a Boaz.
Really?
Uh-huh. My, I have cousins that live in Israel. And one cousin was married to a man named Boaz.
Oh, well, let's learn who he's named after.
Yes, yeah, his namesake.
A sick pervert in the fields.
With a weird penis. A stinky weird penis.
The original scarecrow.
Jeez.
Freaky man scaring crows off with his freaky penis.
I like this chapter, but...
But not someone you want to name him after. He's from the Bible. It's beautiful. I've never read it, no.
Of course I haven't. No one has.
No one has. Okay, here we go. Boaz. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz.
Boaz.
And Ruth, the Moabitess, said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter.
So if I'm into a guy, I'm going to just like sneak up behind him, and
it's like I'm gonna cut corn near him and like look
at
him.
Gotcha.
Hi.
You cutting corn?
And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. What's hap?
I have, as it turned out, she was working in a field belonging to Boaz.
Oh, her hap.
As it happened?
Her happened.
I like that little abbreviation.
So anyway, as my hap.
So as it hap, it's hard to like follow. But
keep going.
Right. So what happed? No.
So your hap did what?
Hap did what? So hap
then,
say what?
So then happed.
Then happed this.
Hap this.
Hap this. I was cutting some grain.
Hap this could definitely be a thing.
Yes.
So hap this.
Hap this. That's what happed. Not as good.
Okay, so this next section and the rest of the chapter is called Boaz Speaks with Ruth and Shows Her Ruth. I can read the Bible and shows her great favor. She's gonna like her.
Okay.
And great. Behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this?
Ooh.
And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it is the Moabitish damsel that came back from with Naomi out of the country of Moab.
I like that. That's almost kind of like a British butler.
That's
like a servant. Yes, sir. Hello, sir. Welcome back, sir.
Who is that beautiful damsel? Oh, yes, she's a... Let me look it up in my little encyclopedia.
Yes, of course. Well, that happens to be a Moabitess from Naomi.
She's a Moabitish.
I do like calling these people the Reapers.
Yeah, they're just the people who do the
reaping.
Reaping.
But it's a cool, gang.
Reapers.
Reapers would also be a good, sports team name.
Totally.
I'm surprised there isn't a Reapers, a hockey team, because the
And they kind of reap.
Yeah, and the scythe could kind of be like a stick.
100%.
I mean, that's NHL?
NHL?
Are you listening?
Do you want to buy it from us?
I would love to sell that. How much do you think you sell it? Billions?
If, I mean, if the NHL was interested.
It's got to be a lot.
I think billions is a little too high, but like.
Right. Mills? It's hundreds of thousands.
No, no. Million. At least a million.
At least a mil for us.
This is a whole team.
And they're like, well, what city is it in? And we just kind of figure it out.
It probably starts with an R.
Oh.
I keep wanting to say Rapunzel.
They're like, sorry, contract is
not a real place.
Oh, we had it. I'm thinking also of River City Ransom. The I think that was an old Nintendo game.
Oh.
It's cool.
So the River City Reapers.
River City Reapers would be cool.
Like a new shirt.
Well, guys, email us.
At BibleBrothersPodcast@gmail.com.
Cities that start with R for our NHL expansion team.
And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and hath continued even from the morrow until now that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens.
How old is Boaz?
I think he's old.
He's an older guy.
He's got like a field.
I thought he was like a young man, but yeah, he has a field.
And reapers and a servant. Yeah,
okay, okay. Because he's calling her my daughter.
And he's got maidens.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn.
Let me, this is verse 9.
Yeah, what about the touching?
Watch the field where the men are harvesting and follow along after the women. I have told the men not to lay a hand on you. And whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the men have filled. It sounds like a prank.
Yeah, they can't touch you, but go drink from their water.
Yeah, the yellowish water jars that the men have filled up.
Oh, you think it's pee?
It seems like a pee, like an American pie style. Like, or like that they're going to like mix up the jars.
He's like, Boaz was attracted to her, but he's also like a dumbass.
And he can't help himself. He's a prankster at heart. Or she's going to like, yeah, the men are like filling up jars with piss. And, you know, they're next to the water jars. And she's like, he told me to take a sip from the one that the men filled up. Mmm, tangy.
She like, doesn't even notice.
I guess so.
Jeez. So she's kind of dumb, too. She can't tell.
I like that. I've made them both incredibly dumb. And now you're going to have the impression really of like, weird Bible story, like two idiots. But that's not in the book at all.
None of this has actually happened.
No.
He's just saying you can drink some water.
That's it.
Then she fell on her face, which is one of my favorite phrases.
Bonk.
Bonk. And bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, Why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger?
A foreigner. I love like foreigners play such a big part of like, can you believe it? A foreigner.
One of the main themes of... Instead of like racial tensions, it's like foreign versus domestic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just such a, there's so much tension there of like, should we trust them? Don't ever sojourn with one. But also we can't help but be
attracted
to the foreigner.
Right.
Foreigner, also a good name, but there is a band, an 80s band.
So we can't do it. Yeah.
So we can't. Yeah. Taken. There's no foreigners would be kind of a weird hockey team name anyway.
The Foreigners.
It's not terrible. But Reapers is better.
Yeah. But I like where your head's at.
Thank you.
And Boaz answered and said unto her, It hath fully been showed me, all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother in the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Then she said, this stinks.
This is so boring, and it's such a weird conversation.
Yeah, it's just long and boring.
I know, yeah, you came to this land, and I'm like happy because God is going to take care of you.
You're under God's wings.
Ugh. Uh-huh.
Then she said, let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens. And Boaz said unto her,
you really feel the energy just dipping for both of us. I was like, uh-oh, I'm starting to fall asleep.
Tiresome.
Now, though, I do think the her accidentally drinking piss would be great for this scene.
Yeah, definitely enliven it.
Yeah. You know, it wouldn't be like, it's not great storytelling.
No, but it's sometimes, like, if you gotta pep up a scene, like, have her drinking piss the whole time.
At least it's interesting.
And making
does
face.
Does she know?
Kind of mugging.
Ooh, thank that you start.
For, yeah.
Ooh. What were you saying?
Where did you get that jar from?
And then in the background, like, the guys are confused because they're like going to take a leak and they're right. Like, that's the water. Like, they're confused. Who took our piss joke?
What? Uh-oh.
Don't. Oh, no.
Dude. Oh, that's nasty.
That would be funny.
Yeah, I like it now.
And Boaz
fully
said,
around.
And Boaz said unto her, at mealtime, come thou hither and eat of the bread and dip thy morsel in the vinegar.
Thanks. Come on over, have some bread, a little dip in the vinegar. It's such a weird thing to offer someone. Okay, I will.
Come over, have a dip in the vinegar.
Man, that is so weird. Why mention that? Like, because, you know, even today, if we went to a restaurant, there was like olive oil to dip bread into. Yeah. Would you mention that?
No, as
like,
you just bread. We have bread.
Right.
Here's bread.
Have some bread, you dip it, a little dip. It's so
dip it,
weird.
Dip it. Dip yeah, it in a little the vinegar.
Dip. When you come over later, there's going to be bread with a little dip, a little vinegar. Oh, you dip it.
I'm the man.
You like, yeah, I'm cool. You like to dip stuff?
And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat and was sufficed and left. Just stinks. Okay. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them that she may glean them and rebuke her not.
So much gleaning.
Oh, yeah.
And it seems like it means different things in different contexts. And then she can glean the bread into the vinegar.
So she gleaned in the field until, until even, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley.
That is one of the worst things I've ever heard. Like, what? In terms of just trying
energy
to,
dippers?
Yes, like hoping that something is going to happen, to hear that she's gleaning a bunch and
it's
ends.
It's about an ephah.
Oh.
God. How much did she glean? About an ephah.
About an ephah. I'm not sure, but it was about an ephah. Oh, really? Is this, maybe it's supposed to be like romantic? So we're supposed to be like hanging on to.
I think like maybe.
This, it seems weird.
Maybe
it seems
it's
like
you're supposed to treat foreigners like shit. So like this is like so romantic.
Right. That's, it is. This would be kind of like one of the more romantic stories we've like, heard.
You know, maybe it's like when the, what's her name? The prostitute movie, Julia Roberts.
Pretty Woman.
Like when Pretty Woman comes out of the shopping with all the bags, and at the end of the montage, you're like, how romantic. She, like, that's so enviable.
Yes.
Tons
she got
of shopping
stuff.
Bags from Beverly Hills.
She got a lot
well,
of good
she
stuff.
She ends the day with an ephah of barley.
Okay. That's fair. She had a little shopping
like,
montage.
Oh, damn.
The Foreigner?
The Foreigner's got a whole ephah.
And she got to dip some bread
and
in vinegar?
She's going to dip it.
She's dipping. Okay. So cool. Now she's like, she's Pretty Woman.
Yeah. She's like, I look beautiful with my barley. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. She's got extra barley.
She's just
more
handing
than she
it
needs.
Out.
She's giving, yeah. And her mother-in-law said unto her, where hast thou gleaned today?
Oh my God.
And where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she shewed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought and said, the man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, blessed be he of the Lord who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, the man is near of kin to us, one of our next kinsmen. And Ruth, the Moabitess, said, he said unto me also, that shall keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law,
so boring.
It is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law.
Oh, man.
That stuff. Yikes.
I just don't understand why this is a book of the Bible.
Totally. Yet.
I mean, maybe something huge is going
to
happen.
If she doesn't go on to like be the mother of like
right.
the
next, Jesus,
like of Jesus, basically at this point, or like many hundreds of thousands of people.
Right. It has to be something like that, right?
Because it's
a bust otherwise.
This is one that could have really used a throw forward. If you're going to give us this whole history,
right?
Give us a taste of
where
we're going.
Yeah, hopefully I have now my prediction is that the next two, because there's only two more chapters, right?
Yeah.
They will be boring, but it will end on something big.
Okay.
That's what I'm hoping for. That's what you're supposed to do, Bible.
You got to do something, or else better. The book, it should just be cut.
I mean, it's really surprising to me. Four.
Seems like they already cut it down.
Yes. Like, what's going on with this? It's so odd. It's also just odd that this is, again, considered a book of the Bible. I don't know how you get into how it's accepted as a book.
Yeah, like if you bought that book at like book prices at the bookstore next to like a Judges or something, and then it's like this slim, like a book you would see at like Urban Outfitters. Like,
yeah,
you
coffee know, table, like picture
barely,
book.
Like a little gag book.
Yeah. Coloring.
I got you this book from the Bible. And they're like, oh, wow, amazing.
It'd be fine if you bought it and it was like, comes with Ruth, you know, as sure. like an addendum.
Yeah, like a bonus.
A little bonus.
A little taste.
Well,
Goosebumps used to do that.
Oh, yeah?
Did you ever read Goosebumps?
I didn't. But
just
I did.
Just purely missed the boat?
I didn't read as a child.
Oh, okay.
I was anti-reading until I was so busy watching TV.
Yeah.
Watching TV, playing video games, and playing outside.
You got to go back. Some great kids' books.
Yeah.
So haven't read any kids' books?
I really didn't, and I did go back, and my school, we weren't assigned The Giver, and I read that as an adult, and I thought that was great. That was really great.
You should just go back and read all the kids' books.
I was doing that for a little while, but I'm back to really not reading very much because I'm so tired.
Got it. Now you're tired.
Now I'm tired. I just don't want to do anything.
Morbid question.
Yeah.
But if you did die,
uh-huh.
and you had read only the books you've read, would you care?
I guess probably not. If I'm dead?
That's what I assumed.
Yeah.
No. Not if I mean, obviously, if you're dead, you don't care about anything.
Right.
Would you regret?
But it's like, that's not the thing that I'm going to be like, I regret.
Right, right. Would that be on your list or
it'd be pretty far down there.
Right.
Be like, oh, maybe it would have been nice just because like I enjoyed it.
High on the list, time with family?
That's probably number one, right? That's the only thing that people seem to regret whenever they die is like, I shouldn't have worked so much. I should have been with my family.
Should have been with my family.
Yeah. Save that as a soundbite for when Robert dies, Cooper. should have been with my family.
There I said it. I should have been with my family.
As you die, thinking about, I should have worked more. Should have worked and read more books.
Well, everyone thinks that before they die, but I think they're biased at the end. They're surrounded by family.
That's
and they
true.
Haven't worked in a really long time.
Likely they haven't.
Likely.
Right. That's true. And yeah, you're a different person at that point. If we're talking about, we're thinking like an 80-year-old.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. It's like, I don't know, maybe he was right for the time.
That's that too.
Is that crazy to say?
Honestly, you don't have a lot of like healthy perspective at that point.
No, you're like about to die.
Yeah. So like we can't really listen to what you're saying. Yeah, it's funny. Like we act like that.
Like that's the most important.
Yeah.
Like, everything they say in this window is like the pure stuff.
I guess it is the purest, but it does seem, it does seem heavily biased.
It might be tinged.
Yeah, because of the death that's impending.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Think about that.
Think about that, guys, for next week. Because Robert and I.
Oh, yeah.
Chunk two, part one. And we've got a whole batch of little chunkers running around.
We'll give you guys little tickles and kisses next week.
Yes, we'll meet some more little chunkers. Until then, keep reading your Bible.
That's what we say.
We say something like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And goodbye.
Bye.
Should have been with my family.